Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome back, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this September 28th, 2022. 10:33 on the clock. You have your host, James J. here, and I am joined by some of our favorite people from the ODC. We have Callie with us in studio here. Good morning, Callie.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. And joining us on the phone is Katie. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here, Katie. We appreciate the time.
Absolutely.
I wanted to see how everybody's doing first before we get to business. Callie, how you been?
Good. I had to get the kids kind of bundled up this morning before school with hats and gloves already, so that was a little bit of a shock, but
I can only imagine so many kids walked out the door and looked behind them and like, do I really got to do this? Do I really?
It's already starting.
Really? It's already? Katie, how have you been?
Very good. Thank you.
Good to hear. Very good to hear. Let's get right into things because I wanted to talk about all the great stuff that's going on over at the ODC and then get into a really important subject matter. And if you guys don't mind, it doesn't seem one of you wants to go first. It doesn't matter who. I would like to be able to kick off actually with Katie and kind of wrap things up with milkweed and that.
Right.
If that's all right with both of you.
Sounds good.
Sure.
Okay. Because Katie is joining us to share information on mental health services. September is Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. It's a subject matter that I know can be uncomfortable for people, but that is also kind of how we got into trouble with this subject, is not being able to talk about it with a raised voice. So talking about this subject, we have no idea, just in this simple conversation, who we could be impacting and helping. And I appreciate everybody being along for the ride when it comes to that. And I really appreciate you, Katie, joining us and really, you know, heading this off for us.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Kate, where would you like to begin with it? With this subject matter?
Well, I think, you know, just in general, talking about suicide awareness, and if we look at, you know, in Wisconsin, the importance of suicide awareness in our communities, I think one of the things that, looking at September as Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month, talking about the basic things that we can do as individuals to sort of acknowledge the issue that is suicide, you know. We can be supportive of each other just by listening and having some compassion around the issue, knowing that everybody has struggles and being willing to talk to others about what's going on in their lives and their situations, helping to reduce the stigma around issues of mental health, issues around suicide, being open to the conversations about, you know, people who might be willing to talk to us about, you know, they're feeling suicidal or they're having issues with mental health concerns, and helping get them connected to places that can help them get the services they need to help them talk about things before we get, you know, to prevent the suicide, to prevent those types of things. There are lots of resources available. And I think those kinds of things are the things that we want to highlight. The resources that are out there for folks.
I know that this is one of those subjects, by this point in 2022, it's almost a 6 degrees of separation. Everybody knows somebody who has dealt with this or had to deal with this or have know somebody at one point or another. It's affected us. It's impacted your life on a personal level. It's hit you. And whether it's a good, a bad thing, what have you, unfortunately, that is what it usually takes for people to get engaged and involved. It has to touch their lives. They don't care as much about cancer, but then a loved one gets cancer and all of a sudden they care. It's just human nature. I'm not pointing fingers about that. I'm just saying that it's unfortunate that it's where we are with this subject, because whether it is on a local level or a personal level, it affects. We just saw this a little bit ago with the wonderful morning news anchor for Channel 9, Nina Pelocchi, who just a joy. I got the chance to talk and work with her a little bit during COVID, and couldn't have been nicer and sweeter. Also seemed like one of the most genuinely happy people I've ever met. Like, she genuinely, and I only had a couple of little interactions with her and everything, but she seemed very happy and stuff. I actually kind of could have used a little of her happiness, to be honest with you, especially at that time. Could not, if you pressed me on it the day before that news broke, I would have said she's a very well-adjusted, perfectly happy human being. And that's not the case, unfortunately, because we talk about this a lot with suicide. If I have a broken arm, I've got a cast on it, and everybody's first instinct is to sign it, ask me what happened, how are you, these kind of things. If the broken arm is in my brain and you can't see it, it is so much harder to dissect, whether you are a friend of that person, a stranger, or you are that person yourself. Sometimes we're so close to the subject matter, it's hard to know that we're sad. It's hard to know that we're dealing with something. So that's another issue with suicide prevention, is sometimes the people that are struggling and dealing with this mental health issue don't even understand what they're dealing with. So the more we can talk about it, the more we can get the information out there that there are resources. We can't do it enough. And Katie, I appreciate you being here to be able to kind of help us with that. So when we talk about resources that are available with the ODC, what are those?
So with ODC, in our mental health services, we have a community mental health program. They work with folks who, in the community, they work with several counties providing services to folks in the community, sort of like individual skill development, those types of things, through different programs like comprehensive community services. They help people with mental health diagnoses sort of adapt to living in the community, help them with those skills. From young adults or teenagers and to kids all the way up. Like the whole lifespan, sort of. We also have recently opened a mental health clinic, an outpatient mental health clinic, where we will be doing outpatient therapy. So that's a little bit different in that we will see people in a different capacity. Mm-hmm. Also, through that clinic, we are going to be partnering with several local school districts to be providing therapy in the schools. So we will be located in several schools to try to reduce the barrier of parents being able to get kids to the therapy appointment, right? Mm-hmm. So being on site in the school during the day to try to provide that service right there, work as a part of the school team and provide those services. So the hope with those types of services are that we're playing a role in prevention, that we're identifying some of the issues that people are facing prior to them becoming so overwhelming to an individual that they feel like they don't have other choices.
And Katie, I have to say, I've done a number of these conversations, and I've done a bit of homework on this subject matter, and I wanted to be able to compare what the ODC does compared to other people or these things. And it's, again, one of those things where the ODC, I feel like, has an insight that not everybody has. And there's so many little things about this that you guys are offering and doing that are unique, and I really think can make a huge impact on people's lives because of that insightfulness that you guys have over there. So it is just a tip of the hat for that, and a thank you for that, because I literally have no idea how many lives we're impacting and helping just from having that bit more of insight, having that little more that the ODC has had a history of paying attention to their clients, figuring, working. The ODC does this wonderful thing of this is our group of things we do. You guys adapt to us. No, the ODC adapts to them, adapts to their community, adapts to what the needs are in our community. They've been doing it since those doors open. And this is another example of that.
I would agree with you. I would agree that the idea of opening these mental health services and offering them to the community is to sort of fill the gaps that haven't been filled by other services in the community, to try to reach the folks that maybe aren't served by other services in the community and try to increase the access of services to the folks who aren't receiving services currently. So I appreciate you saying that, and I think that is our goal as a mental health team, to try to reach as many people as we can and get folks hooked up with services.
And I don't want to come across in saying this as if you guys are experts in the field, because I don't know if you can really be an expert in a field like this. But I do, again, come back to the insight part of, well, you're a little more in tune with working with people on a daily basis that you can't always have just a straight up conversation with. You have to work with. You have to read people a little bit better sometimes and read body language in these things. And again, there is a correlation there, I think, with that and being able to see things in our fellow community members, fellow citizens, fellow friends, families, and all this of, you know, so-and-so was doing, you know, great here and everything, but something seems different with them, you know, where does that lead? And maybe it's just a bad day. Maybe it is something a little more serious. But having that ability to read people a little better, I think, does actually add to this, to you guys doing these things and having the mental health facility and stuff.
Right. I would agree. And I think there are therapy resources and mental health resources throughout the community that do similar things and are wonderful. And we're trying to, you know, partner with and fill those gaps that aren't being filled. And I think that's what's important. All of us kind of working together to really do what's best for the area to make sure residents of Wood County and this area are getting the services that they need and have those available to them.
Well said. And not all of us can be as awesome as Katie or Callie here or the group at the ODC and the great staff they have over there, but every single one of us can take action in this, can do something in this. And all you've got to do is be kind to each other. That's it. That's the end of list. You don't have to be a superhero.
Exactly.
You don't have to have some magic bullet that solves the whole world's this whole issue. All you got to do is when you're going across friends, family, strangers, give a little grace. Just give a little grace. Having that little bit of grace that you give to each other and others give to you, you never know how far that can go, how much that can make an impact.
Right. One more thing I will add is the suicide line in Wisconsin is 988. You can call that from any phone and you will be connected to crisis workers who can connect you to local resources. You can also text that number to speak to someone who is trained, and they'll speak with you and connect you to local resources. So that's a really important resource in our area and all across the state for people who are in crisis and experiencing. If you're experiencing suicidal thoughts, 988, or if you know someone who is, you can give them that number. They can call or text at any time, and someone will be available to speak with them.
Appreciate that, Katie, and appreciate the work you and the team are doing on this subject. Thank you so much, and keep up the great work. If people have follow-up questions, or want to know more about these things that are being offered at the ODC, how can they reach you?
They can give us a call in our mental health clinic. Can I just give that number?
Sure, please.
That is 715-818-6443.
Katie, thank you again so much for the time and taking on this subject matter with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We are going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, and Callie and I will get into all the cool, fun things that are going on at Milkweed Market and a bunch of other great stuff going on at the ODC. We got to get to work here. We got a lot to talk about, Callie.
Exactly.
We'll get to that when we come back on Morning Magazine here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this September 28th, 2022, 10:47 on the clock. Got your host, James, here, and I'm joined by our friends from the ODC. We were talking with Katie earlier, and now Callie Johnson is with us to kind of put a focus on Milkweed Market and some of the fun upcoming things they got going on over there.
Yes, thanks, James. I just wanted to start by thanking the community and the listeners who have attended our past couple of events, our four-year anniversary sale. And then our fall open house was last week, and we just had an incredible turnout, so much support. The mums that we sold from Kids Growing Flowers for Kids sold out every time.
Right
we
on.
Kept getting more, and they kept selling. And then all of the decor and items in the store, too, went over really well, all the creations. So I wanted to start out with a thank you, but then get into what's coming next. Tomorrow, we have a Paint with Purpose class. It has almost been a year since we've been doing this program called Paint with Purpose, which was really just conceptualized to be an outlet for any person who wants to get creative, do some arts and crafts or projects. We've been partnering with local churches where we've been hosting those, so it's available to community members and the individuals we support paint too. But tomorrow we're hosting one at Milkweed Market, and it's at 12:30. And it's pumpkin painting. So we have wood cutouts of pumpkins so everyone can get, you know, today feels like fall. And so we welcome, like I said, the individuals who we support are there painting, but also any community members who want to come socialize. The store is so warm and welcoming right now. We have a coffee bar. We have bakery and sweets. And so all experience levels are welcome. All supplies are included. It's free. All you have to do is RSVP, call the store, which is open today from 10 to 5. And that number is 715-818-6466. So call Tony. She's working there today, or call even tomorrow morning. And they'll let you know if they can get a space for you. And please come paint a pumpkin and have fun.
Callie, I apologize. I heard nothing after coffee bar. that's a cool idea. And it is a fun thing. I've talked to a couple of people who have attended these and been a part of them. And one of them is somebody who likes to paint all the time. Another person, her partner, never does and stuff. And still, and both of them enjoyed themselves equally. It's one of those kind of events where it's yes, the painting is a part of it and everything. And it's fun to paint pumpkins and stuff. But it's such a social chance, an opportunity for that.
Yes, it really allows the individuals who we support at ODC a chance to connect with community and learn new skills and practice social skills and all the things. So they really look forward to it. And I know our regulars, I should say, come and, you know, keep coming back. But we'd love to get more people involved. I know it's over the lunch hour, so sometimes that works, sometimes that doesn't, but we just really encourage, and it's always the last Thursday of the month, and we're going to be hosting them in Milkweed Market now. We have a great DIY kind of like maker's space.
Yeah, it's really nice.
So it's just a really comforting environment to be in, and Tony, she is an expert painter. I mean, she can teach you the techniques if you are uncomfortable with it, and if you want to just fly solo and do it yourself, that's cool too. So so many options, and we just really, really encourage people to stop by and check it out.
You know, knowing really about the ODC and their mission, literally since I moved to this state, I understood what the work that they do over there. And I'm pretty familiar with a lot of the staff and people. And even for me, sometimes I'm kind of taken back by things you guys do over there and just like, whoa, like, wow. And this is it may not seem like one of those things, but all the events that go on in Milkweed Market, we've talked about this ad nauseum, you know, giving these clients, these people an opportunity to get into the workforce, to have a life of their own, and it's some individuality, some independence in that. But another thing that I don't think about all the time, and I was just brought back to being a kid and Pam coming over to my Nana and Papa's house and working with my Aunt Pat, her getting back into social conversations, her getting some confidence in those social conversations and having some other interactions with people, just having that alone is an integral part of the mission of ODC. Is to be able to give opportunities for those clients to be able to just talk with people, interact with people, building up their confidence so that they feel more comfortable doing those things on their own.
Correct. Absolutely. You nailed it. Our mission is to empower people with disabilities to achieve their work and life goals. So anything that we can do, if Milkweed Market can be that space that people come and gather, and you don't even really, like you said, think about it, that you're practicing it or doing it, but people are coming in and out of the store, so you're forced to talk, greet, help, learn, and it's just a really great, it has created that space, which was an intention, but yeah, it's even brought more of that.
Well, I will say, especially because you guys are too humble to do it, when you're really good at your job, these things happen. Like they did, they just organically develop. And the ODC, the staff there, the people over there, that's how good they are. These things develop and you don't even plan on it sometimes. But continuing to not only build the strength and the confidence and empowering these people, the clients and everything, but also the community. Because they work in the community. They're a part of the community just as much as any of the rest of us. And they impact our community just like the rest of us. This is a positive impact. There is no side effect to this. This is a good thing. And you can be a part of it, too. You can actually be a part of these things. Certainly going to the events like that Callie was talking about there. But just by going to Milkweed Market alone. Going there, purchasing items, promoting Milkweed Market. When you're talking to friends and family and you're talking to that one person that, I don't know what to get my mom for Christmas, or I don't know what to get my significant other for their birthday or something, go to Milkweed Market. You're gonna have too many options. The tough decision is what do I go with here? Because there are so many unique and wonderful things there. And just by doing that, you are supporting local. You are supporting the ODC and helping them continue to do their great work.
Absolutely, yep. Yep. And another local event that we have, so tomorrow's Paint with Purpose. Next week, would be Friday, October 7th and Saturday, October 8th. We're participating in the Vintage Shop Hop. So that's, we're open extended hours those 2 days, that Friday, Saturday, 10 to 5. And Vintage Shop Hop is actually an event that almost 400 different little shops and boutiques between Wisconsin and Illinois participate in.
Wow.
And it's just an event that grabs your attention and really like gets you in the mindset to grab some friends, hit the road, go check out some places that maybe you've never heard of, these little hidden gems like we like to consider our store, and support, like you just said, those small businesses in the local communities that you live in. So again, that's Friday, October 7th and Saturday, October 8th. If you follow Milkweed Market on Facebook, the event's posted so you can read more about the details of the kinds of things we'll have going on. But please, just like you said, we're all in this together as a community, and of course we're trying to be the leader in being all inclusive and supporting local. So we really, really appreciate it when listeners.
Did you guys do this last year? This event?
We did.
I thought so. I heard really good things.
There's a spring Vintage Shop Hop and there's a fall Vintage Shop Hop, and we've participated for a couple years now in both the spring and the fall.
I thought so, because I know a number of people that go to Milkweed on a consistent basis, and yeah, they've talked very highly about this and really enjoyed the event. having it twice a year, you kind of get to mix it up a little bit too, and this time of year it's so much like fun. I know the temperatures are going down and everything. We noticed that we bark about it a little bit, but really we're excited about fall. It's okay. Admit it, everybody. We're excited. And one of the things that we get excited about are all these like little integral trinkets and different things that are a part of it, whether it's painting a pumpkin or it is checking out some of the more original, unique items they have over there in Milkweed Market. I know I look forward to that every year. I mean, it's something that I know I'm not alone on either, because I've talked to plenty of people that are as well.
Yeah.
And it comes back to this again, you know, supporting local, buying local. You do these things, and not only do you get these great, unique products that you can't just find at any old store, but you're putting money right back into your community.
Right.
You're putting it right back in and helping make your community stronger at the same time. And that's a win-win if there ever was one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The Vintage Shop Hop is fun because it does bring people not even from the community, but checking out new areas and spending their dollars. But we do really rely on our locals to support us, and they do. They have not let us down since we opened 4 years ago. And again, the creations that we have there are unlike anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of custom work, so it's still wedding season. Christmas is coming up gifts.
Right. Yeah.
And if you're really struggling, just stop in and see we have some of the samples of custom. If you're a local business and you need a sign made for either exterior or interior, we've done so many local business signs. we just really try to accommodate everyone we can in the best way we can. And again, just appreciate the community support along the way.
The creativity of these items should not be taken lightly. It's so cool. And the craftsmanship, I wanted to touch. I don't get a chance to do that very often. I have a couple of things that I bought the literally the first day Milkweed opened. They're still just in perfect shape. I've got one of them right over here. I mean, there's these products are sturdy. They are standard. They stand the test of time, too. That is another thing that I think everybody appreciates nowadays when you're purchasing something. And again, I think Callie hit another great moment there where you have that, oh, what do I get? I don't know what to buy or anything. You go to Milkweed Market, you're going to just come across so many ideas. I think that's a really nice thing to touch on again, because that's a lot of us in those situations. What do I get my mom? I've gotten her every Coca-Cola thing there is under the sun. I got to do something new or unique. Go to Milkweed. It'll have it. I guarantee it.
For sure. Come in and that will help you out.
And you don't even have to take our word for it, everybody. Go there, check it out yourself, and you'll see exactly what we are talking about. Katie, Callie, I cannot thank enough you guys for the time. If people have other questions or want to know a little bit more about some of the stuff we've talked about, is there a way to reach you?
Yes. So call the store, 715-818-6466. Or follow Milkweed Market, follow ODC, follow Ink Splash, which we'll talk more about maybe next segment. Yeah. Follow those pages on Facebook. And if you can't shop, like you said earlier, a share, a like of a post really, really can go a long way in advertising and helping. So online or call or stop in.
Yeah. Again, both of you, thank you so much for the time. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. Hurricane Ian batters Key West, Florida. The strong storm is now cutting a path for the state's western coast.
It is imminent. I can tell you it is a Cat 4 hurricane, nearly a Cat 5.
Florida Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie, Ian's top sustained winds are now 155 miles an hour.
Make the same preparations as if it is a tornado going over your house. Get to an interior room, free of windows. Have stuff to be able to protect your head and body from the debris, such as a blanket, sleeping bag, mattress, or even potentially helmets.
The projected storm surge estimate for some areas has been up to 18 feet now. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says the hurricane will punish Florida for several hours.
This storm is going to slow down as it comes on land this afternoon, and then it is going to crawl as it moves its way inland to about Orlando by 7 in the morning on Thursday, and then reemerges into the Atlantic by the afternoon and evening on Thursday.